Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ruby and Eve with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a cattle producer in Sanford Valley has been reunited with her prized cow called Birch Talent, nearly 2 years after it was swept away in the January 2024 floods. Bronwyn Betts lost several animals during the floods that followed tropical cyclone Kiralee. Now, 21 months on from that, Betts said she received the call that Birch Talent had been found with her unique tag. Miss Betts said a man had spotted the cow, which did not belong on a property he managed, and called biosecurity officials. The cow was pregnant when she disappeared and was returned safe and well with a new healthy calf by her side. In other local news, the mother of a transgender child said she will not back away from the fight after the Queensland government reinstated its ban on puberty blockers and hormone treatments for minors just hours after the state's Supreme Court overturned it. The mother said, quote, "The fight continues, and I'll do everything I can to see it overturned, including through the courts, if my legal team says that's possible." Her fight continues as Queensland remains the only state in Australia to ban gender-affirming treatment for children.
In national news, Optus executives are currently being grilled in a Senate inquiry today over repeated failures of 000 emergency line this year. Part of this investigation will cover whether or not the carrier had intentionally misled Communications Minister Annika Wells over the scope of the failure, citing that it had only affected 10 people, not the hundreds of people it truly had. Optus Chief Executive Stephen Roux fronted the inquiry, claiming he was made aware 12 hours after the incident started and had delayed informing the minister until 4 p.m. the afternoon afterwards. In other national news, the role of AI in Victoria's legal industry is under scrutiny after two recent errors occurred, including false case citations and legal authorities that do not exist. Following these cases, one solicitor's practicing conditions were changed and a law firm was ordered to pay costs. The Victorian Legal Services Board and Commissioner had been forced to call out the misuse of AI, saying that professionals must be wary. "It looks like a case, smells like a case, and might even have a judge's name in it that's familiar to you, but the rest of it is just made up."
In international news, the Netherlands will return a 3,500-year-old sculpture to Egypt in time for the opening of the Grand Egyptian Museum in Giza. Dutch and Egyptian historians believe the Stonehead artifact to date back to the time of Pharaoh and had been plundered during the 2011 Arab Spring. The sculpture had been lost for a decade after that, but had resurfaced again at an arts and antiquity fair in the Dutch town of Maastricht.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with some rain expected from 11 a.m. until the evening. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.